Maria's.
Okay.
Saw Maria's.
Yeah, on your email or something. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so my name is Madison Kelso, and I am here with Mason Fields, and we'll be interviewing Vivaldi Thomas on what it's like to be an ESL student and how her experiences differ in the United States than they do in her home country, which is Haiti, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. All right, we want to thank you for being here and meeting with us. Do you want to put this somewhere where it's...
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like it's behind us, it's not... This should be better. All right. Okay. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good. What about you guys?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing good.
First time at Northeast, so it was really hard finding.
It's a pretty campus.
It's a very pretty campus. I wasn't expecting it to be that pretty.
It is. Yeah.
And you're from Haiti?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And what part of Haiti are you from?
I'm from Port-au-Prince.
Okay.
Yes.
So in Haiti, is there different, like, states? Obviously,
well,
states.
In Haiti, there's many cities. We we don't really call them state, but in each of the city, there's little what you can call, like, we can say state,
yeah.
But
would it be a
province? Yeah,
yes,
province.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Providence or province?
Province? I don't know what to say. I don't
know either. It's a
province.
Though. Province.
Okay. Yeah. So how old were you when you moved to Tulsa?
Pretty old. No, well, in my 20s.
In your 20s?
Yes.
Okay. Did you move straight from Haiti to Tulsa, or were there any
stops? My first, when I first came, I came to New York first.
Did you love New York?
Yeah, it's a very big city and very busy.
I have never been to New York.
Oh,
I have never been.
Was it pretty?
Oh, yes.
How long were you there for?
I stayed there for probably 2 months, yes.
So did you want to move to Tulsa afterwards, or was that always the
plan?
Well,
not really. Just like things turn out to be, or do I say it, adventurous. Like.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I met friends, and then over a couple months, I went and met my future husband, and it was in Tulsa.
Oh, fun. Okay.
That's why I ended up
so you moved to Tulsa for your future husband.
Yes.
Which was my next question.
Uh-huh.
Was he in New York at that time?
No.
He was here?
It was in Tulsa.
It was in Tulsa. So how did you meet him?
I met him through a blind date.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
I've also never been on a blind date. I'm too scared. So props to you for doing that.
Yeah, no.
And you said you were 20 when you moved. How old was he?
Oh, when I say 20s, my late 20s, I was actually 29.
29, okay.
Yeah, I met him, when I was 29.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 18 years.
18 years? Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm.
How
thank
sweet.
Thank you, thank you.
That makes me happy. Let's see. Did any family members come with you? Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
You were by yourself, okay. Why? Did you want to move?
Well, Haiti, like I was telling you on the email, if you didn't want to talk about some politics, but still I have to.
Well, we don't have to.
Well,
yeah.
It's okay, but politics and stuff like that happening in Haiti, very bad stuff. So at the time, when you're young in Haiti, young people always look up to have better future, which we don't have that in Haiti. Just the society is so, it's complicated. It's like, you young people here, you don't know how fortunate you guys are being in this country, in very great country with a lot of opportunity. Well, I can compare it to Haiti. Haiti is very poor, and you know all that been seen in the media and stuff, but when I came after, I spent 5 years working there, but when you work, there's not much you can gain, but barely stuff to get
to survive.
To survive, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. So,
what did you do when you worked there?
I work as a data clerk. At a newspaper for 5 years.
Cool.
That's an interesting job.
Yeah. Very,
Cool.
Non-newspaper. But if you work, you get the opportunity to go and ask for a visa.
Yeah.
So that's why I did. Mm-hmm. I went.
So how young were you when you decided you wanted to leave?
I was 20.
Yeah.
At that, the same, yeah. 20, 29. Yeah. I was.
So when you figured it out, you were like, I want to leave.
You have to think quick. Everything went so fast, I didn't know I was mm-hmm. even in the U.S. It's just after September 11. Mm-hmm. It was like a month after September 11.
Oh, wow. So everything, you were in New York like a month after September 11. Yes. How was that? That's really interesting.
It is.
How was living in New York after September 11 that close?
Well, Haiti, people in Haiti got a different scene on things. Like, they're poor, but their life are very, mm-hmm. They're brave people and mm-hmm. really, what should I describe Haitian? So, coming to the U.S. is not, it didn't, I saw new stuff, everything's beautiful, uh-huh. but it was
so something like that didn't really affect you.
It did affect me in a way. It's something really bad mm-hmm. happened. I understand what was the problem that mm-hmm. time. Well, it's.
I was 5 years old when that happened.
Yeah, so really?
I was five years. I was in kindergarten. I remember the day that happened. I was in kindergarten.
My mm-hmm. goodness.
Yeah, so that's really
interesting. It was pretty strong. It was pretty strong things happened that time.
Yeah.
People were very scared. And
see, I don't have a lot of knowledge of it. That's why that's so interesting.
Before I came, we saw it happen. We all were screaming. We were in Haiti, my sister and I. Well, say, what is going on? Because I already got my visa to come
and you're
in the country.
Oh my goodness.
But I didn't get my flight ticket yet. Mm-hmm. So still.
Yeah.
Well, if worse for worse, Haiti is worse anyway.
Yeah.
So I braved the situation.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I boarded the plane and came. So.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. That's a really cool experience to have.
It is.
Sad, but that's really cool. Not a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. So you said you have a sister?
I got many sisters. I got three sisters.
Three sisters. Yes. All right. And so are they still in Haiti?
One she's in Canada and the one in Dominican Republic and the other one on the other part of like Haiti. Mm-hmm. Haiti is split in Dominican Republic mm-hmm. and Haiti. So each are in different part of the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you still close to them? You still talk to them?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Good.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have any brothers?
Oh, yeah, we're a big family. We're 10 kids, so I got six brothers.
Wow.
I have eight brothers and sisters.
See?
So
we're close.
That's awesome that you guys are so close. And have they ever come and visit or anything?
Well, yes, I did. I went. Last year I did.
Really?
I did go and see my brother and sister.
That's good.
Yeah. That was fun.
So you currently live in Tulsa?
Yes.
Do you live close to this campus around here?
No, probably a few miles. Yeah, I live in Broken Arrow.
You live in Broken Arrow. Okay, cool. Awesome. How long have you been learning English?
I'm very old in Tulsa, so my English is, I speak English, but it's more than, I need more grammar, structure, stuff like that, how to write my writing and I'm still doing mistakes. I know it, but
no, you actually speak English really well. Yeah.
But
I really do.
When you're from a different, well, for me, English, because I speak French, it's closer for me to learn quicker. Because we start learning English when we were in high school. So.
Okay, so I was wondering, did you speak English
when you
were still?
We speak English in high school. When I came, I went to fewer ESL classes, but it wasn't that yet. But, well, since I decided to go to college at my old age, not really. Everybody go to school at different ages, so anyway. Mm-hmm. So... to get in college, you need better English, mm-hmm. so that's why I started learning more, better English, mm-hmm. like college-style English. So,
do you plan on graduating with a bachelor's degree? Do you want to continue college classes after English classes?
Yes, definitely. I am I don't know if I'm ready, but I have to.
Okay, girl, it's okay. I probably won't graduate until I'm 30. It's going to take me 2 years. I'm very aware of that.
Well, for you guys, that's what I'm saying. The opportunity is here. You guys need to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I'm not criticizing you.
No.
It's just good.
The opportunity is there. Yeah, 100%. So do you like TCC so far?
Yes, I do. It's very good college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, too. It's very good. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. Do you plan on going to a university after this?
Maybe. Guys! I cover all the gray here. Look. I kind of look like 16, but I'm not. Maybe if the doors open and I get to be in the field that I can go further, I definitely would do that.
What field do you want to work in?
I'm majoring in RN, the associate degree, but if I can go furthermore, I will. Mm-hmm. Just go little by little.
Take it day by day.
Yeah.
Was it hard to get, do you have a license? Do you have any type of transportation here?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Did you have a license in Haiti? I'm guessing, obviously, you drove when you were.
Not quite. No. I learned to drive here.
You did?
Okay. I started driving. Yes. Because. Yeah. Everything was different, so.
Family have a car in Haiti? Like, how does that work?
Are
vehicles common?
Yes and no. It depends on how your economic life is. It will be depending on that. My parents did at the beginning when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so much going on after a while. Mm-hmm. My dad and mom were together and. Things change,
I
understand. There are more buses and taxis than people.
Yeah, that got more popular.
Mm-hmm.
So is that more popular than owning your own car?
Oh, it's always also, people get cars if they go work. Yeah, they own cars and, yeah. Oh, it's both ways.
Yeah. So... What do you do in your free time when you're not in school?
That's a good question. I never have free time.
Do you have children?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I got a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Is the 14-year-old a boy or a girl?
They're both boys.
Oh, fun. Both boys. I guess a 14-year-old boy would be a lot better than a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah,
that age is just like, ugh.
Oh, you guys tell me.
So is your husband Haitian? Or
yes,
he is. He's okay. Haitian. I was wondering about that.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
Oh, he works at a manufactured as a supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
What company?
Depro okay. Rubber. Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do you find it harder to speak English or write English?
It's about the same. I practice a lot. I listen a lot English, like the news and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself understanding more words, more things. So writing is kind of a little. Not too hard for me at this level now, because I'm trying to get better reading books and to add more vocabulary in my agenda, and that helps tremendously. So
what's your favorite book you read so far?
Oh, you give me a trick question. The teacher gave homework on that. It was a pretty interesting book. What's the name again? John Brown is kind of
John Brown.
Yeah.
I think I've what
wrote
John
by
Brown.
Rose.
I think I've
Rose
heard of John
Dahl.
Brown.
It's kind of an interesting book.
Yeah.
Very good. I like it. Yeah.
What do you like least about the United States?
Oh, wow, that's a tricky question. Why can I found it. You guys are too busy. You don't breathe sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
You gotta slow
down. She's over
down
there nodding. She's like,
That's my worst spot.
That.
So
I agree.
We're not enjoying our lives. Really.
People get sick easily. It's just scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary. You guys might not know this because I live in country.
Yeah.
People just walk and laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, don't need nothing. I mean, breathing fresh air.
Yeah.
Seeing the sea, poor or rich, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We live without stress.
And you enjoy it.
You enjoy it. Yes.
And we do not.
There's no stress.
I 100% agree with you. I 100%
That's
agree with
thing.
You.
That's the thing. Oh.
Yeah. I agree. Let's see. What do you like the most about the United States?
Well, it's a great country. It's a great country.
Yeah.
It helps a lot of people around the world. So
yes.
We support the government and things they have done in the past and now. So
that makes me very happy to hear.
I couldn't be more grateful for that. So I live here for a while, so I understand really the system. So
yeah, that makes me very happy to hear because I feel like there's so much bad stuff going on.
Yeah, it is, but at the end of the day, what people don't understand, you still gotta to get together.
Yeah.
And makes it better. I know there's bad stuff going on, and we cannot solve them in one day, but they still need to reunite it and make things happen.
Yes. Wow, we're at 16 minutes, 17 minutes. That's so
really?
Crazy. Yeah. Let's see. What is your favorite food in Haiti that you miss the most?
Oh, wow. That's a good, question. There's a lot of good food in Haiti. You guys would believe. We eat a lot of fish, so
fish.
I miss.
It's hard to have fresh fish in Oklahoma.
Yes, it is. Hard.
Do you still eat any of the same things that you ate in Haiti here?
Yes, yes.
You do?
At the time, I end up buying stuff from different stores, from different area in Tulsa, who sell stuff. We can find those stuff in Haiti.
Yeah.
So
have you ever been to World Market?
World Market?
Uh-huh. It has a bunch of...
Oh, the one on by Sherry... Is that not
I think
Sherry
it's now? By Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm horrible with directions. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what street it's on.
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond is by Sheridan.
It
I
is?
Think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. But they have a bunch of foods and stuff from other countries.
Yes.
And stuff.
I go to different other stores, so I can find stuff.
So
I
it is easy to find stuff. You like to
cook? yeah, definitely.
I bet you cook a lot. You have two boys.
Do you guys ever eat like fast food here?
Yeah.
You do? Okay,
with the kids, they were born here, so we cannot stop them 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
so
normal.
We
here.
Cannot get away from it. So
Did you guys
not every day. We just probably make it a once a week.
Yeah, that's how my
thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wish I made it a once a week
thing. Yeah. It could be an everyday thing for me too.
It'll go away eventually the way I eat.
Yeah,
I'm
sucking.
What's your favorite food that you've had in America? Or favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Cheddos.
Cheddars? I love cheddars.
Yeah.
Cheddars is good.
Pretty good.
It
yeah.
is really good. Let's see what else. How do you feel? Okay, this is a really weird question. How do you feel about celebrities in the United States? Or do you follow that?
Not really.
No.
They have too much money to
yes.
and
yes.
They just...
Did you have any celebrities in Haiti that you, like, looked up to, or...
I don't think I had time for that.
Yeah.
I cannot recall much of that.
Yeah.
So, here, celebrities, they just do their things
yeah.
and...
Spend their money.
So, yeah, have one wife a year, another one next year. So,
do you think that us as a culture is too caught up in the celebrity thing?
Yeah, they do.
I agree.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. What are there any different holidays in Haiti that we don't celebrate here?
We do the same. The same holidays, Christmas. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. We don't do Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but we do Christmas.
Do Halloween?
No, we don't do Halloween.
Don't do Halloween.
Do you do Easter?
Yeah, Easter, Christmas. What else?
So I'm guessing the religion is mainly Christianity.
It's Christianity. We got Baptist, Catholics.
Okay.
So,
all right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Other religion.
Is religion more? How do I say this? Important in Haiti than it is here?
Yes. Pretty much, yeah.
Because I feel like in the United States, it's not. It's becoming less and less.
Was it like made strictly to go to church?
People devoting themselves. Yeah. It's just
they're more devoted.
They're more devoted. They just stay in church. It's like
yeah.
It's just like their meal. Some people went and prayer for the whole day. Oh wow.
Okay.
It's very different, so.
Were there certain days you went to church in Haiti? Like,
Yes. Sunday? We go Sundays, okay. And there's other days they mm-hmm. do different prayer. We can go, and there's a season during Christmas, you stop praying at a certain time and
mm-hmm.
to all Christmas. Yeah. So.
Okay. Let's see. Are your parents still in Haiti, or are they?
Oh, they passed. They passed away. It's been a while. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been a while.
How old were you when that happened?
My dad, I was 19, and my mom is been maybe 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Favorite color?
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Blue?
Yes. That's my favorite color. I love blue and
that's
green.
Good. Blue and green, yeah.
Blue and green.
I love blue and purple.
Purple, yeah. Purple is my sister's favorite color. Do you plan on living here the rest of your life?
Yeah. With that level of way people work and mm-hmm. that's not a brain. If I have opportunity, I will retire to a different
state.
Country. Yeah.
Where do you think you would consider going?
If I don't go back to Haiti, maybe a different Caribbean country.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where it's warm and yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Have you visited any other countries?
Not much. No. Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go find.
Dominican
Republic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you like Canada? I've never been, but I've heard it's a good
Canada.
Country.
It's good. People are kind of less.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
I've heard people
going on
are a lot happier in Canada.
Yes. There's not much. The level of stress probably, I don't know, mm-hmm. characterized less than here.
Yeah. Is it cold there?
Oh yes.
It's probably cold. Yeah.
I want to live in Alberta, Canada.
Really?
I do.
I can't do the cold. Mm-hmm.
I want to live in Alberta, but it gets down to like -30.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like the cold, so I like it. I'd be so happy with that. Is there anything you do miss about Haiti?
Oh yes.
Yes.
The less busyness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is that what you miss the most?
Oh yes. If I have to go and have that, that'll be that'll be great. If here was like that, I'll be. Can we change it?
I wish we could. I'm all for that.
I know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people from other countries say that exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Is we don't know. We have to be told to enjoy time. We have to be told to do enjoy things.
Yeah,
and
you guys,
we don't know how to really do it.
You guys do it, but in a different way. I don't know.
It all involves like money.
Money.
Something
yes.
superficial.
Yeah. I guess.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
It makes me sad. I know. It's so
don't
true.
Move. Yeah, finish school. Finish
okay,
school
I'll
first. Okay. Then you move.
Yes.
Let's see. So I guess if you had to like say one thing to, like you could change about the American culture. That's what it would be.
That would be. That would be one thing.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, yeah. So the other question was, do you ever plan on returning to your home country? But you said maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yes. If, if things going well, because Haiti is just always a up and down situation, yeah. So it's something I cannot control, really.
Yeah. I guess that's it. I mean, I think we're over on time. Yeah, we're at 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we stop it?
I really appreciate you guys listening.
Do you feel more comfortable now? Less nervous? Or?
Were you nervous at all?
A little bit.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
We were walking around like, I'm nervous.
I know, but
she hates us.
It wasn't that hard, though.
No. Yeah.
Of course, you guys give me really good questions.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad that we got you, because you seem like a very nice person. Yes. It was very easy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I know. You are nice.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are nice, too.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. It was very great.
Yeah.
I really enjoy answering your questions.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we have to do this again. I don't know if we're going to get to do it again.
I know.
We're staying partners, but I hope, hopefully we do. Perfect. Okay, is there anything I need to say at the end? Like, nope. Okay, stop recording.